Since the beginning of June, the UK has been undergoing the biggest trial of a four-day work week ever conducted. 73 companies have cut their employees' working hours to 32 hours a week while still paying them their full salary. Patty Hirsch and Waylon Wong from the Indicator podcast from Planet Money bring us an update on the latest experiment to shake up the workplace.
Not surprisingly, the Brits that we spoke to in London love this idea.
Absolutely. Who wouldn't want a four-day work week? Yeah, I would love one.
To be honest, I totally support it. If, depending on the work and the role, you can get through your work in like 4 days, then completely fine.
That would be lovely, definitely.
The idea of going from a five-day work week to 4 days is not a new one. In fact, people have been talking about going to 4 or even 3 days a week since we first went to 5 days. Charlotte Lockhart is the founder and CEO of 4 Day Week, the company behind the pilot program. She says the pandemic has given the idea of a 4 day week an entirely new focus.
There is a real conversation around how you engage with your people to find a better way of working. The opportunity we have here is to completely reframe the workplace.
The UK has recently become notorious for its poor productivity, with the second lowest productivity growth rate in the G7 group of wealthy nations.
And it's this paradox that evangelists for the four-day workweek are aiming at. They say 5 8-hour days are less productive than 4 for a variety of reasons. They lead to burnout. They encourage use of sick leave. They lead to increased turnover in jobs. They ignore the fact that most people in an 8-hour day are only productive about half of the time, if that.
There is clear evidence around the world that if you reduce work time, you increase productivity.
Productivity, the magic formula of doing more with less. And the data from a slew of studies supports the thesis that reducing work time can make people more productive. Studies in Japan, in New Zealand, in the UK, and in Iceland find that working fewer hours also improves workers' health and well-being, reduces stress and burnout, and ups the hours that people sleep, which, of course, makes everything better.
Not all of the data from the UK trial is out yet, but 86% of the companies in the program say they are likely to stick with a 4 day week. That could go a long way to convincing other corporations, most of whom have one big problem with the idea. Esme Terry is a research fellow at the Digital Futures at Work Research Centre in the United Kingdom.
Paying 100% salary for 80% workload seems to a lot of corporations like, why on earth would we do that?
Esme agrees with Charlotte Lockhart that working fewer hours at a stretch can make us more healthy and happy, and therefore, hopefully, more productive.
And she agrees that it's high time for a change. She just wants to think bigger.
The 8-hour, 5-day week working time model is less than 100 years old. And of course, it's a question of, well, are there more radical changes to working time that are possible?
4 Day Week CEO Charlotte Lockhart says she's all about making radical changes too. Her UK trial is aimed at spurring companies to ask big questions that will hopefully generate some productive answers.
Somebody has to be bold and say, I'm prepared to take the chance.
For her, the 4 day working week is just a place to start. Patty Hirsch,
Waylon Wong, NPR News.